Blog Talk Radio.
Women of reproductive age and children make up more than 40% of the United States population. So the health of women and children will have an impact on the future well-being of America for generations to come, according to the United Health Foundation. The nonprofit organization has released its 2018 Health of Women and Children Report, which includes health data from all 50 states. Research shows that the quality of prenatal care, early childhood health risk, and health conditions are significant predictors of what a child's physical and emotional health and economic status will be in adulthood. The report indicates that progress has been made in several key areas that contribute to premature deaths and poor health outcomes for women and children. However, startling health disparities exist across state lines and among racial and ethnic groups, especially among Black women and children. Massachusetts is ranked as the healthiest state for women, infants, and children, followed by New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Minnesota. These findings are consistent with an earlier study by the foundation, which found that the Northeast is the healthiest region in the country for overall health. Mississippi has the worst rating for the health of women, infants, and children, followed by Arkansas. Mississippi is also the least healthiest state in the nation for overall health. The report also states that there has been a sizable decline in the percentage of uninsured women in the United States and a decline in teenage birth rates. Smoking and tobacco use among teenage girls and women have also decreased across the country. And more women are exclusively breastfeeding their children for the first 6 months of their life, which is highly recommended by the American Academy of Pediatrics. However, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that there is a substantial difference in breastfeeding rates between Black and white infants. CDC researchers say Black women, particularly in the South and Midwest, are less likely to breastfeed their babies due to a number of factors, including the need to return to work earlier, insufficient information about breastfeeding from healthcare providers, lack of access to professional breastfeeding support, and poor family and social support. Healthcare professionals agree that breastfeeding is the best source of nutrition for most infants, and it has health benefits for infants and mothers. Research has shown that infants who are breastfed have reduced risks of asthma, obesity, and type 2 diabetes. Breastfeeding can also reduce a woman's risk for breast and ovarian cancer and other diseases. The report also reveals that since 2016, the nation's maternal mortality rate increased by 4%. The maternal mortality rate measures deaths from any cause related to or aggravated by pregnancy and childbirth. The maternal mortality rate among Black women is 2.5 times higher than the rate among white women and 4 times higher than the rate among Asian, Pacific Islanders, and Hispanic women. The death rate among Black children is also higher than any other racial and ethnic group. Suicide rates among teenage girls ages 15 to 19 have also increased by 6%. Teen suicide rates are highest among American Indian and Alaska Native teens, followed by white, Hispanic, and Black teens. America's drug epidemic has also taken a toll on teenage girls and women. Since 2016, the rate of drug deaths increased 20% for females who are 15 to 44 years old. Some states have mortality rates that are about 8 to 10 times higher than other states. For example, West Virginia has the highest rate of drug deaths in the nation among females ages 15 to 44, with 41.6 deaths for every 100,000 females. This is a stark contrast to Hawaii, which has the lowest rate of drug deaths among females ages 15 to 44, with a rate of 5.5 deaths for every 100,000 females. The data also reveal that Georgia has the highest rate of maternal mortality, with 46.2 deaths for every 100,000 live births. California, on the other hand, has the lowest rate of maternal mortality, with 4.5 deaths for every 100,000 live births. Authors of the Health of Women and Children report hope that it will provide community leaders, public officials, and policymakers with important insight to help them develop data-driven solutions to address these public health issues. This is Shirley Smith reporting. Thank you for tuning into Your Voice Matters.